The Rays and Yankees continue their series at Citi Field, and after falling behind in the top of the first inning, the Rays will flex some muscle against Sonny Gray.
First pitch, and Kiermaier drives it deep to center field. Gardner all the way to the wall. Gone! Home run by Kiermaier on the first pitch served by Gray. And this game is tied at one. Number 12 for Kevin Kiermaier. Well, that didn't take long.
Well, he's up there ready to hit. And Sonny Gray trying to establish that fastball in the zone, leaves it up, and Kiermaier crushes it.
Todd Frazier, the big homer yesterday. Snow from the windup and pitches. There's a high pop fly, shallow left. Foul grounded to third base side. Evan Longoria said he's got to play near the tarp, leans over and makes the catch. Then gets up onto the tarp and straddles it. Evan Longoria didn't have a tarp to deal with normally at home at Tropicana Field. He funneled that one beautifully into his glove, had it all the way.
Come to a baseball game and a rodeo breaks out.
One out, walk to Frazier, brings up Ronald Torres. And the 0-2 pitch, line to second, jumping up, caught by Miller. Back to first goes Frazier. Miller reached up as high as he could. I didn't even think he jumped as high as he could. He was reaching and held on to it. Out number two. Runner at first is Frazier with two and out. Here's Clint Frazier.
He skies it into right. Susan Jr. will go back on the track. Over the shoulder, holds it in to retire the side. To Danny Echevarria.
First pitch on its way to Echevarria. Here's a swing and a high fly ball. Deep left field. Gardner going back to the wall. Gone! A Danny Echevarria with a solo shot here in the eighth. And he gives the Rays a 2-1 lead.
You can tell by the bat flip, and he looked immediately into the Rays dugout right here. That's it. I'll see you around in about 20 seconds.
So the Rays hold the Yankees in check on Tuesday. They get a solid start from Blake Snell and four scoreless innings of relief from the bullpen. Here's the Rays skipper, Kevin Cash.
Good win, man. That was pretty exciting the way it played out. Blake Snell was awesome. I mean, after the first inning, he really got in a good groove. It looked like the first inning, whether it was pitching around the zone by his choice or just not having a feel for his stuff, I'm not sure. But whatever it was great to see him sit back down after the first inning, make the adjustment, and come out and put together a really, really solid start. KK's home run, obviously, to tie it right back up was a pretty big jolt in the dugout. KK's been pretty aggressive as of late on that first pitch, and he's had some success with it, and maybe not as much as he had tonight, but that was a big swing. And then the bullpen, they came in, did a tremendous job. It lined up fairly well tonight, with C-Sheck, our guys being somewhat fresh to come in there and provide some big outs. They got him. Echevarri comes up, who I think he'll tell you he probably wasn't seeing the ball very well off Sonny Gray the first at bat or two, but whatever it was, he made the adjustment and got a pitch, and that's like a big right-hander hitting it out where he hit it today, so I didn't know he had that kind of pop, but it was pretty exciting. Then Coleman comes in and gets him to hit it to Hetch, which that's kind of the goal of every pitcher. A little bit. Look, they're tough decisions. They're not easy. I think anybody would – I would anticipate any manager would say that. But given how their lineup was shaped with Judge, Sanchez, Holiday, Castro, I felt like that was the perfect time to kind of bring in our right-handed weapon against their guys. And C-Sheck has been as good as anybody since the deadline for us, obviously, maybe as good as anybody in baseball.
The Rays will go for the series win on Wednesday afternoon at Citi Field when Chris Archer makes the start.